with Dermatol.
Lots of promises coming out of Washington, some of them surrounding immigration. The others surround money. But what else is new? Hey, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. We zig and zag all over the place, so you want to hang on when you join the show. You have a chance to sound off, too. I'm actually going to give out the digits right at the top before we've even dove into the pool. I think dove is the right word. I know all my English teachers are listening. Before we even jumped into the deep end, how's that? When in doubt, think of another way to say it. 800-259-5791, that's the number. Write it down on the back of your hand. Promise you won't get ink poisoning. Also, americatonight.net. If you go to the website, click on email, you can shoot us your thoughts that way. In fact, during this hour, we're going to go to the mailbag. A lot of people sending notes about the flooding and whether or not some of these levees should be blown up by the Army Corps of Engineers. And that's what's happened in a couple of different places. A lot of people suffering with these floods, and it's because of the amount of rainfall, ultimately, the last couple of weeks. But the Mississippi, this is some of the worst stuff they've ever seen. Not just Mississippi, in Memphis and a couple of other states as well that are just swamped. And it looks like a torrential rain fell right on top of the neighborhoods. But it's more about the overflow. What happens when you're in the middle of the overflow? And that's a big problem in Louisiana. They're dealing with that too. So Louisiana, Mississippi, Memphis, and some other states in the southeast that we're going to talk about. Right from the get-go, though, I mentioned immigration. So here we are, back to immigration. It always rears its ugly head somewhere around the time that elections are discussed. But usually, when it gets closer and closer to the day that people have to vote, there's more backing off of immigration. Nothing has been done. I'm going to think back to when Bush was first elected, and there was talk about a road to amnesty, and wouldn't there be a way that this could happen, and protecting the borders and all that sort of stuff. And there were speeches that were made, that there were people who tried to do some things when it came to the security side of immigration, and there was a lot of conversation, and then it died. Now it's cranking back up again. And it's the same thing. I could go back into our archives and dig out America Tonight shows from 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when we were talking about this very same thing. What has changed? There's more sanctuary cities. There's more debate on whether states should just handle it themselves because nothing's being really done on the federal level. It's all about conversation but no action. The president went to El Paso. Immigration overhaul is such a long shot. It's such a long shot. And do I think immigration should be reformed? Oh, yeah. I think every single one of us thinks that. I guarantee every single one of us has a different view on reformed. I still go back to border security. We have a long border. We have sparse areas that are tough to protect. But there are other countries that somehow manage to do it. There has to be, and I know they have less population and all that, but to my point, there has to be a way to do this. Sure, people will get through. Sure, there'll be tunnels. You just have to be more diligent on top of it. And ultimately, it's what's waiting on the other side that attracts so many people in through the tunnels, through the desert, swimming the Rio Grande on the back of somebody ultimately to get to the other side. And hoping they're not caught by the Border Patrol. And it's jobs. jobs that pay money that in the third world country, Mexico, they don't have the opportunity. You know, Felipe Calderon, for all his word throwing, because that's what I call it, the angry words that he said when he addressed both chambers a couple of years ago and talked about how what a disgrace, basically, Arizona was because of the law that had passed and telling people not to go to Arizona. Yet in his own country, there couldn't be a bigger chasm between the middle class, which there is none, the upper class, and the socially disadvantaged, the poverty-stricken. So what are you going to do? You have to feed your family. Your cousin has a job for you as a gardener somewhere, or your cousin knows about a meatpacking plant in Iowa that will hire you, no questions asked, or he can get you a fake Social Security card. And there's a million of these stories. We keep hearing about the ICE smackdown, yet it doesn't really happen. There's some headlines. It kind of reminds me of like a celebrity red carpet. It's an obligatory thing they do. Boom, you see them, they pose, they throw out a few, they're asked a few questions, they throw out a few answers, then they move on. They know, and you can tell they hate doing it for the most part, but it's part of promoting your picture, so you do it. That's immigration. The photo op at the border, not just the presidents, because certainly Obama's not the first one to do it, but the senators, Congress people, what have you, trying to get those photo op moments. But they don't lead to anything. It never leads to anything super significant. You know, that fact was not lost on Senator John Kyle. Why? Because he's one of the senators from Arizona. He knows about those areas that are wide open. Here's Kyle talking about, forget the equipment, the manpower, all that. It's not all about that. And also, why don't you come to Arizona? Take a listen.
I'd like to see the president come to Arizona, where over half of all of the illegal immigrants coming into the United States cross, because there is not operational control of the border there. Some of it is policy. For example, the policy embodied in what is called Operation Streamline, in which repeated border illegal border crossers have to spend some time in jail.
Yeah, there you go. And I think that's smart. I think it's one of the smart things they do in Arizona. Why shouldn't they spend time in jail? If you think you're going to get caught and you're going to be in jail, I don't know, is that something that would dissuade people from doing that and coming to the country illegally? And what about the people? Because you got to think about this. I know people in my own life who would love to live in the United States but can't get here. Talk to lawyers. They're waiting in line, an endless line. So now you're going to wave a magic wand among the people who are already here and tell them, poof, done. It's kind of like the Catholic Church and annulments. Oof, you were never married. Poof, done. We wave a magic wand. Not to take a swipe at the Catholic Church. I did go to Catholic school, though. So the magic wand. Wave the magic wand and poof, you're legal. Pay a little money, but we're going to make you legal. That's part of this comprehensive immigration reform. I'm not buying it. I don't think it works. It doesn't work for me. Does it work for you? 800-259-5791. Tell you what, I'll meet you in a few.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
So immigration back front and center once again, like I was just saying, and you heard there if you had tuned in, Senator John Kyle said, well, why don't you come to Arizona and see what it's like in Arizona, because they can't possibly cover all the desert, all the areas where some of the crossings take place and the sad things like the rape trees. You know what they are, the women that come over from Mexico, where they're brutally gang raped or whatever, left for dead, and there's literally a tree with underwear all over the tree. They call them rape trees, and they're all over the place. It's just sickeningly sad what happens to the people who are also preyed upon that come over. And how do you stop this vicious cycle? The way you stop it is to secure the borders, certainly the best you can. And that's what they're trying to do in Arizona and in New Mexico and in Texas and in California. It's some scary stuff with the drugs that come through, with the gangs. I think the gang concerns in some of the area are pretty bad now. I mean, scary stuff where there's no regard because, hey, I'm here illegally. How are you going to get caught? It just happened to a young girl from Sweden who was on a track team at SMU. It's a big story where three men who were in the country illegally had been, you know, living here illegally, working, whatever. Just randomly, she was with some friends coming back from a party. They pulled over at gunpoint, kidnapped her, took her basically, raped her, left her, threw her out of the van, and surprisingly, they didn't kill her, but she had a description of the guys, and they got them. Because they had the gun, boom, they get life sentences. That's the good part of the story. And she decides to tell her story because she wants everybody to know that there's a survivor's mentality out there, and that she didn't want to be the victim and be pitied. And she wanted people to know how scary it was, what happened, and how sad, because she herself was here, or is here, on a scholarship, and she's from Sweden. And just randomly she was picked out. So we know there are lots of stories certainly like that. And it goes back to the same thing, the crimes, especially the violent crimes. Now, these guys pay the price. They're in prison, boom, for life. That's a good thing that they're locked up. But it doesn't always end up that way. I mean, we could fill a show and then some with some of the sad things that have happened to people in the U.S. done by others who are in the country illegally. But you have to be realistic. Of course there's going to be people that come here. Of course it's going to happen, especially when you look at the situation in Mexico and how corrupt that government is. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. Felipe Calderon, I was mentioning him and some of the things that he said. He attacks Arizona, gets a standing ovation, which is ridiculous, and yet does nothing in his own country to help the people. So what do you think they're going to do? Here it is. There is the poor and there's the rich. Sorry if you were born poor. I hope you make it across the border. And we still want the money because we need the money to come back into our country because it's the number one support thing that we have for our people. So don't pull it out. So how do I feel about immigration reform? It's just more conversation. Serious things have to happen to change where we're at in this country. Serious conversations where it leads to something. Even the pathway to amnesty still has not happened. So even hating the idea of a pathway to amnesty, just saying, okay, you cut in line, boom, you're in. Forget the other guys who are want to come here, have waited, desperate to get approval, can't get approval. They're waiting. They're hiring attorneys, everything else. But okay, but that hasn't even happened. It's like the Yellow Brick Road that just keeps going on forever, forever, and forever. Or a road paved with money, and that's the problem, is all the people who have made money also on the backs of illegal immigrants, because it's a cycle, and it keeps going round and round, and that's how it got out of control in the first place. All right, speaking of getting out of control, here's a good fair or foul, if you're listening to the show wherever you are. Do you know that in New York now, the government, the U.S. government, and the people in New York, in other words, the police, basically, will be able to reach people on their cell phones. And the reason that they want to do this is they can warn them of danger or alert them about missing kids. And even if there's some kind of widespread emergency that kills communication system, which is what happened in September 11th, people couldn't get through because everything was jammed. Of course it was jammed with the amount of people that were trying to talk to other people and find out where they were. So the emergency alert system is only going to be used, they say, for critical national messages from the president, information in life-threatening situations, and amber alerts so that they can widen the search for missing kids. The New York mayor, Bloomberg, announced it. And then, of course, Julius Genachowski, who's the Federal Communications Commission chairman, was there, and then the FEMA director, Craig Fugate. And they hope to have it ready to go by the end of the new year, or the end of this year, rather, in New York City and Washington, D.C., and it'll spread to most of the rest of the U.S. in the next couple of years as people replace their old phones with new ones, and it'll get a special chip. I'm sorry, anytime you say the word chip to me, immediately red flags go off. Is that paranoia? Or is it just being concerned about how much information somebody has on you? So you get the alerts free. Well, gee, thanks. And here's the thing. Every wireless carrier is going to do it, so you can't opt out of this. I don't know. I mean, maybe you can. Maybe they're saying you can opt out of it. They might allow cell phone users to do it. I personally, this is what I think is fair. If you don't want to get the alerts, then you should be able to opt out of it. But The presidential alerts, here's the thing they're saying. You can't opt out of that. You can't opt out of the presidential alerts. So they say even users who turn off the GPS locator on the phone get the alerts because it's sent out to anyone who's near a cell phone tower. And phones that are turned off won't get, of course, they wouldn't get the messages because you wouldn't, that wouldn't happen, but otherwise you would. I'd have to think that there's some serious privacy issues here that have to be questioned at least. It has to be, right? Because do you trust that no other location or any other kind of information from the phone is going to be sent to the police or whoever? It's going to be tougher for criminals. Of course, they get the throwaway phones. Whatever they have to pay. I guess the people who make the throwaway phones can just charge more for the phones. I'm going to say foul because there's not enough specifics on what they're doing with this. You know, the idea of an alert system with tornadoes and all that kind of stuff, would that have helped? It might have. Matt, I don't know. It depends on how much you check your phone, too. Do you check your phone a lot, Matt? He's fallen off. I think he left. Matt's left the building.
Okay, I'm still in the building.
Okay. So do you check, because we just sent you one of these special messages to get on the air. Didn't you see it says get on the air now? It wasn't from the president. It was from me. Do you check your phone a lot? Are you constantly looking down at things? So if you got these pings like, oh, my gosh, you know, we're under attack or whatever, you would see it?
I definitely would. Actually, I was on my phone while you were summoning me.
That's nice. I love it. I'm telling you. Good
so
help.
I would definitely. I've heard about this, and I don't think it's a bad idea at all, because if you're in range of the cell phone tower where something's going on, it'll alert you. I mean, I can see how it would be annoying if it gets overused, but honestly, if there's a severe something like huge emergency happening, I'd want to know about it, and the phone is the best way to get a hold of me.
Well, it would get to you faster than it would on TV. If you'd have to be flipping on TV to see something's going on, it'd be instant. But are you worried a little bit that information? See, that's that whole thing about getting the information. They say, well, Matt, we're not going to get any of your personal information. I'm not so sure I'm buying that though, Matt.
I don't know. I mean, it's a different world that we're living in right now, and I guess if your cell phone's within range of the tower, I mean, I could see how it would work where they wouldn't get too involved in your privacy if it's just the cell phone tower that's nearest to you.
That's key. That's the key. What can you specifically tell me about it that you can guarantee that that's what's going to happen? Check in the mail next.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For Al-Zawahiri. You can also throw in Bin Laden's son. He's been missing since that raid on that plush compound in Pakistan. And no clues as to where he evaporated into thin air. Musharraf has something to say about the so-called deal to get Bin Laden. We're going to talk about that in a second. But let's start off here close to home in our own backyards. How many of you are on the edge of all this flooding? Or maybe you have family right smack in the middle of it. The Mississippi Delta, they are just bracing for an epic flooding of historic proportions. We've been talking about it. I'm going to say this again. That river is bulging. I mean, it is bulging. It cannot stay the way it is. And it is threatening to wash away all kinds of houses, from the antebellum mansions to just the tiny shacks that people are living in that they call a house. It's going to destroy corn. It's going to destroy rice, cotton. And very sad to see it as it crested before daybreak in Memphis, Tennessee, just inches, I mean, inches, like fingernail, short of the record that was set in 1937. So those poor people in those low-lying areas were inundated. The higher levees protected a lot of Memphis, thank goodness, but it didn't help the people that were in the low areas. Still, the worst is yet to come, because it's going to roll through the Delta, the crest, in the next few days. The damage in Mississippi, if you wanted to put dollar figures on this, about $320 million. And they don't even know, because the water is, once they recede, they happen. You just are making guesstimates. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of homes are damaged, and they're seeing the water go to places where it's never been before. You got to know that those people are on edge. 10 miles north of Vicksburg, Mississippi, they had contractors lining one of the sides of what they call the backwater levee. So in other words, they put big sheets of plastic to keep it from eroding if the flood flowed over it. Because they haven't seen that before. They built that in the 70s. This is what people are doing. They're thinking, okay, what do we do? What can we do here? And you think of Vicksburg, and what do you think? Well, I think of the Civil War. But it's home. And when I thought Civil War, I don't know why. It didn't occur to me until later today. I kind of had one of those moments where I said, okay, Civil War. Wow, those soldiers' graves. Oh, that's what's going to get hit. All of that will get hit, that soil. So what can they, you know, what can they do? They're trying to shore up as much as possible. But once that overflows, it's going to be pretty tough. And they're saying that the flooding will happen along the Yazoo River and just keep on pushing. In fact, anybody a fan of Muddy Waters? I'm a big blues person. Rolling Fork is where Muddy Waters is from. That's in danger, that area, of getting slammed by the floodwaters. In Arkansas, because, you know, we don't want to leave out other states. Arkansas, which is about half of our rice, that's been swamped over the last couple of weeks. In fact, how do you put a dollar figure on that? How many people eat rice? 500 million, they say. 500 million. 1,500 square miles of pure farmland in Arkansas. Ugh, grain silos. I mean, you get the picture. I'm painting the picture for you. It's nasty. I mean, it's nasty. If people would like to gamble to get away from it, to block out all the nonsense, 19 casinos along the river have to be shut down by the end of the week. But you know what that means? It's not about the gambling so much. Oh, they can't go in and gamble. Gee, how sad. It costs $12 million to $13 million in taxes a month when they shut those down. And then the people that are out of work, you got 13,000 people out of work in parts of Mississippi. How about Louisiana? Governor Bobby Jindal, he's been asked before if he was interested in running for president, and he, at one point, especially when his profile was starting to rise, unfortunately, like the waters, he said, no, he's all about Louisiana, and this is what he's doing what he wants to do. But you know what you have in Louisiana? You have jail inmates who are filling sandbags, at least they're doing something right, to protect the property in a few parishes, like St. Martin Parish, they're doing that. And because everyone's just flat out scared, they really don't know exactly where the water's going to go. Jindal talked about the flood that's coming.
You're looking at roughly 3 million acres in Louisiana that will be impacted, that will be underwater. We're looking at approximately 2,500 people inside the floodway. Thinking the barge in Bayou Chain is absolutely the right thing to do. We are proceeding to do that. That is going to be expensive for the levee districts, for the state.
Yeah, rough times for those people. All right, some of you, when you sent in emails, actually asked me about the floods. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one is from Jimmy Mitch. He says, Kate, it is so sad to see. You have no idea how awful it's been in Memphis. I heard you say a few things about what was going on in Tennessee, and I thank you for mentioning some of that. But you can't imagine what it's like to wake up, look outside your door, and realize this is the last time you will ever, ever see that view again. So sad. Right now, me and my family are living in a trailer. Our house was smashed by the water. That's rough. I am so sorry that that happened to you. That's terrible. Luckily, everyone's out. The only thing you can do when something disastrous like that happens to you is just reassess and say, well, possessions and all that kind of stuff, yeah, it's brutal, but you can always rebuild, replace, whatever. But lives, ooh, different thing. Because there's this, I think, and I understand it. I would be the same way. There's this want to hang on, to not, you know, not let go of what you have. Because you've had your family there. It's where your stuff is. You've been paying into it. That's why they have insurance. Hopefully a lot of these people have homeowners and insurance. Hey, here's another one. This is from Jake listening to us in the great state of Texas, in Austin specifically. He says, I have a question, America, tonight. What's going to happen to the U.S. Postal Service? I don't know why I thought about this, but I was in line the other day. It seemed like forever there was only one person at a main post office in the city. I have to think they're cutting some people back, or maybe the people think they're going to get cut back, so they're just kind of dragging along. Can you tell me what you think will happen? Do you think we're always going to have a U.S. Postal Service? There's a good question. Are we always going to have a U.S. Postal Service? Well, it's funny that he sent that email the other day, because just Tuesday, the Postal Service posted like a $2 billion loss in the second quarter, and they're saying they might not be able to pay the debts in September. And they're having trouble. Part of it is because so much business, remember, United Parcel, FedEx, all that kind of stuff, you know, the competition started killing them. And I don't think they're going to be able to sustain the Saturday deliveries. I think Saturday deliveries are going to be a thing of the past. And I've heard of people having problems with mail delivery. And what is that, a random thing that the mail isn't coming and going where it's supposed to? Like, I have an aunt that lives in Winter Haven, Florida, and every time they were sending stuff out, it was missing, and things weren't coming in, and people weren't getting bills, and it's bad. So with all the losses that they have and the push to raise first-class mail, which they didn't do, and you think of the Postal Service, they deliver about 40% of the mail, and they don't get tax revenue, of course. And how many jobs are they eliminating? A ton of jobs. I mean, the post office is a couple thousand, if I'm right, that they were going to close just to try to cut the costs. So they're going to have to do something. Maybe somebody suggested on one of the shows that maybe people who have junk mail should have to pay higher rates. Let them pay, because nobody's, you know, the coupon stuff, the flyers that people don't even look at, maybe they should have to pay more money, and that's how they could balance things out. Yeah, I think they'll still send it anyway. But it is pretty scary. I don't know, there's something about going to that mailbox. I'm in between. A lot of things come online, but I still get a lot of mail. Still get a lot of mail. Here's another one. This one is from Jan, who says, do you care about the Royals? Just in case you do, are you aware that they have left for their honeymoon? Well, thank you for that. All right, they've left for their honeymoon. I don't really care about the Royals, though. And I think that they didn't specifically say too many details about where they were going and how long they were going to be gone. They were off to some sort of island, I think, not a surprise, but didn't say anything else, didn't have any other specifics. That kind of makes sense, huh? Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. use. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alley C.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In less than 2 months, the best professional bicyclists in the world spend 3 weeks in France competing for the final yellow jersey. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Almost 200 bicyclists race on teams of up to 9 people, pushing through 21 days of grueling racing more than 2,000 miles across France. That includes 2 mountain ranges, the Pyrenees and the Alps. It all started back in 1903 with only 15 riders on gravelly roads. Then stages started at night and ended up in the afternoon and proved much too dangerous. Each year the race goes in a different direction between clockwise and counterclockwise, passing through different cities in France. Since 1975, it's ended up at the Champs-Élysées in Paris. American Lance Armstrong has won the Tour de France the most, 7 of them starting back in 1999. Prizes and bonuses are awarded after every stage. You might be surprised to learn that in 88, the winner got an apartment, a car, some cash, even a piece of artwork. Ultimately, the goal is to stand on the podium in Paris wearing the yellow jersey. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts.
Her hair is hollow gold, the lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
Yeah, speaking of the Tour de France, and I mentioned there that Lance Armstrong wins it 7 times. What's interesting is now they're getting closer and closer to nailing Lance Armstrong, or at least pursuing a case against him. Remember what happened with Barry Bonds? And the latest is, was something going to happen with Lance Armstrong. And apparently they're pretty close to going after him. You know, in other words, there's got to be some kind of evidence or something, I would think, if this is, if there's going to be a case against him, they'd have to have, I mean, they'd have to have some pretty strong evidence to be able to pursue it. And it's a question of how far does this go, because there have been rumors for a long time, and Lance Armstrong's denied them. He's been on all kinds of shows, not just cycling shows. He's been on mainstream sports shows as well, saying that the allegations that he doped in any of the Tour de France he was involved with are false. But I think they're getting close to something. And for the longest time, boy, Greg LeMond, they just shut him down when he tried to pursue that, when he tried to pursue what had happened. And it would have to mean that somebody had something, you would think anyway. And it's not just Lance Armstrong. Of course, we've seen over the years how many people have been thrown out, how many have had their tour title ripped away from them, and Armstrong hasn't had that. And you give the guy the benefit of the doubt because nothing's been proven yet in his case. It's just that forever and a day, and you know the French do have an axe to grind when it comes to him anyway because of winning all those titles. So is there just a bunch of smoke and really no fire to this, or do they have something on him when you think of the feat of being able to, you know, to win 7 consecutive tours? There's going to be people that are going to gun for him. He's going to have a target on his, he's going to have a target on his back, to be certain. We'll keep you abreast of what happens there with the whole doping thing. Very sad, sad story that somebody texted me earlier in the day. You know, we just had the running of the Kentucky Derby. We did our Derby Challenge, and many of you tried to give us your 3 best horses. Nobody had all the horses in a row, win, place, or show. But something happened out of Louisville. The 24-year-old jockey who rode in the Derby and was the second-place finisher at Churchill Downs turned up dead. Michael Bays, 24 years old, they found him in his car at Churchill. It was parked in the stable area of the track, and they say there's no signs at all of any kind of foul play. They're treating it, you know, the death, they're investigating it, and they're going to do an autopsy. And it's interesting because Bays was a cousin of a super rider, Russell Bays, who was one of the all-time leading riders in thoroughbred racing history. And he's also the son, this isn't his blood, or wasn't his blood, he's the son of retired jockey Michael Bays, and he rode Nero to a win back at the end of February at Oak Lawn, and here he was, second place, and what a tragedy. And not much is coming out of Churchill. They're just kind of shocked by this after the thrilling win of Animal Kingdom. Then this happens, finding the jockey. It's sad, and they're trying not to say very much until they have more clues as to what possibly could have happened to him. Mm. In the meantime, as we continue down the road of sports shorts, the NBA continues to roll on, and of course the NHL does too. The Red Wings come back they force a game 7 with the Sharks, which is dangerous for the Sharks to put the guys from Hockey Town in the position where they've caught back up, and now they've got this game 7. Absolutely amazing. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But in talking about hoops, there was some controversy with the Mavericks beating the Lakers. They swept them, and it was the end of Phil Jackson. It's really he hasn't officially had any kind of a press conference or anything, but for all intents and purposes, this is it for him. He's won 8 between the Bulls and the Lakers, and everybody knew that was how it was going to play out. His kids were in the crowd for the 4th game. knowing that, you know, it could be his last. They were there all the way along. So in the meantime, in the midst of this, and the Lakers licking their wounds and figuring out what happens next and whatever the Phil Jackson send-off is going to be, there was a flagrant foul that was in question if you saw that game. And Andrew Bynum was on the other end of it. They had some crazy fouls. And that, you know, that's part of the deal, I think, part of my problem with the NBA, how certain superstars are just allowed to get away with whatever because they want to keep them in the game. I don't know that this was the case here, but the Lakers star center is suspended for 5 games next season because of his foul on one of the Dallas guards in that final fourth game. So he gets ejected. He was ejected for the foul late in the loss. And he gets fined $25,000, which is nothing. What he did was he ripped off his jersey, too, while heading to the locker room. So now that fine that was $25,000 became $700,000. $700,000. Anyway, here's what Bynum had to say.
I want to apologize for my actions, you know, at the start of the fourth quarter in Dallas on game 4. They don't represent me, my upbringing, you know, this franchise, or, you know, any of the Laker fans out there that want to watch us and want us to succeed. I want to actually apologize to J.J. Barea for doing that. You know, I'm just glad that he wasn't seriously injured in the event. And all I can say is, you know, I've looked at it. It's terrible and definitely won't be happening again. I saw it. I went and I watched it. It was terrible. The whole sequence, taking off of the shirt and everything. So sometimes you just have to be man up and own it, and that's what happened, and that's just, it's not acceptable.
All right, speaking of manning up and owning it, quickly we go to the Major League Baseball. Bud Selig, the commish, is tired of all the questions about the Mets and the Dodgers and their financial woes. I think we can throw in a quick one about the Dodgers and the whole un-American thing.
Fred Wilpon is doing what he should do. He's looking for an economic mechanism that will bring more equity into the club. So that alone is a huge difference. There are a myriad of other differences, but I am telling you guys right now, to compare one situation to the other is just factually incorrect. My job is to protect the best interest of this sport. So when I do something, it is with the firm knowledge and understanding that I am doing what I think, the way I've been raised in this business, to do what's in the best interest of baseball.
The players just hope that their checks don't bounce.